This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
Independence from the Ernest Hancock Free Talk Live Network. I'm Genesis talking to Chase Barber. He's one of the co-founders and CEO of Edison Motors. EdisonMotors.ca for Canada. Now, this conversation is very typical of what I come across a lot. Entrepreneurs that are developing and building and selling and marketing and working to build the backbone of America. It's blue collar out there. We know we need this. Smart guys. They got a brain box on them and they want to do it. And people want to help them. They want to invest. And who gets in the way? The man and the system, the banking system. Pay attention to this story because this is a big controversy in Canada, in the legislature, their parliament or whatever, and the bureaucracies and so on. But it's so indicative of what happens around the world. It is a plague on us. And if we don't understand what's going on, we're going to be destined to suffer it until it is insufferable. And that's how you get revolutions, or it just all crashes and we go back to sticks and stones. So this is very important. I encourage you to listen to this and go check out their site, EdisonMotors.ca, and go to our archive. This is, it was 2024, April 25th, that I originally did this interview. And in that archive on Declare Your Independence with ErnestHancock.com, or on the top right, you can get into the show at FreedomsPhoenix.com. And when you go there and you go into the archive for this show, there's more information there, plus the rest of the story, the first interview we did over a year ago with them. You get a lot more detail about their plans from the beginning and him and all the investment that they did in the R&D. But then, once they're successful, here come the vultures. They call them venture capitalists and government, but, you know, the vultures, the banks, the whatever. It's just crowdsourcing for making movies, for doing projects, for creating manufacturing. People know what they want, and they want to be a part of and have equity in these types of companies. They are prevented. Why? Where did this come from? How did this happen? Well, just like at the end of the Grapes of Wrath, you know, it said, I don't know, but we're going to find out. But we're going to help you find out. And this show, with Chase Barber, EdisonMotors.ca, is an excellent example. It'll serve you to pay attention to this story. The bank would go, I will give you X percent. And it was like 70% or something. It was a high of way over half for every invoice or order you get for your product. So the bank funded it. You know, you just go in and say, all right, here's an order. I got this. I need this for supplies. And they go, not a problem. Here's your working money, you know, you got some cash flow from the bank, and then you take the profit each time you do one. Have you thought of something like that?
Yeah, we're working on that. One of the problems that you do have with that with the banks is that it's still an experimental truck, and they don't know the value of the truck for resale value. Can they resell it? Are they going to be left with an asset that's not worth anything? So you need to hit a certain level of requirements when talking with the finance companies. Like, hey, you got to have at least 50, 60 of these trucks on the road. They've got to be on the road for at least a few years. So that's one of the problems there, is that the banks are nervous because they've seen a lot of electric vehicle companies go under and then be stuck with assets that aren't worth fucking dog shit. It's, you can't even give those trucks away. That's the problem. The batteries fail. So they're very leery about electric trucks. Doesn't matter that it's diesel electric. Doesn't matter that we built it without planned obsolescence. We can't get the financing yet. So we gotta be able to fund like the first 5-10 trucks. Like, if we can get 5-10 trucks out there, 10 trucks out there, I can find companies, finance companies that would start backing us a little bit more. But right now, it's very hard to find companies that can buy a $400,000 truck with cash and that are willing to take the risk on a $400,000 truck. So we need some kind of investment. I don't want to do the venture capital. So we're honestly like, do we just do the crowdfunding and base the entire company in one of those offshore Cayman Island, like one of those countries way out in the middle? Like, do I go to fucking Liberia, base the company in there, do my crowdfunding in Liberia, wait for the Liberia Securities Exchange Commission to come after me, then take the money back to a Cayman Islands or a Panamanian account, and then just take out what we need to fund our operations and go around some great fucking loophole like all the other billion-dollar companies are? Because, like, we start talking to lawyers, they're like, well, you could do it, but it's complicated, and you got to offshore the money and do the crowdfunding, and people will have to fund this separate entity and then trust that you're using that money back to the actually being funded back to the other entity who will then kind of own part of it. Like, which is basically like, hey, I've got to break the f***ing law in order to build the truck the right way in order to not to be successful, is that they've set up this entire thing. So you can't do crowdfunding. You can't let the free market decide. You can't go over government grants because that system is all f***ed up. So the only way is to raise money in Liberia or some country that...
When the Cybertruck came out, Elon goes, $100. You want to raise $100. Boom. He raised, God, a gazillion dollars just for people to be in line. Is that an option?
Yeah, so we did the reservation thing, and that is what's kept us going, and said, hey, if you want to reserve one of our trucks, if you believe in us, go onto the website, reserve it, you'll get your spot in line, we'll put together a kit for you. When the kits are available, we'll start shipping them out. And that $250 for the Canadian for the reservation is really what's allowed us to keep building our trucks, develop our trucks. Without that, we would have probably been out of business 2 months ago. I don't know how else to say it, but it's, we can't, like, or at least we'd be able to have to lay the people off. We wouldn't be ordering the parts. Like, we were able to order our parts for the next 8 trucks in order to get the funding going to build it. We were able to have some larger customers come in for our Class 8 that did come out with the $400,000. They were able to lay that money down for a couple of the big trucks. The pickup orders, we're able to fund our development for the heavy-duty, like, F550-size axles and pickups through that reservation. Our entire economy is into, like, we have learned so much about how they are trying to stamp out the small guy. If you're not one of these companies owned by BlackRock, Vanguard, or any of the other ones, they pick the winners and they pick the losers, and that's what I hate about these government grants.
Based on what? Based on they get a cut? They're going, look, man, you're not playing it right, and you're playing it wrong. You're an inspiration to others to not do what we want. We can't allow you to succeed because we can't, because our jig is up then. You know, what is it? It comes down to individuals. It comes down to people that get shiny badges. I got this shiny badge, and this shiny badge says you can't do it that way, you got to do it this way, and we get a cut. So these people, I'm telling you, Chase, I went through this. It was early on. I'm meeting with legislators, you know, back in the, you know, late 80s, early 90s. I was like 28 to 30 years old. How old are you? You're in your 30s, probably?
Yeah, 35.
So, you know, I remember, I remember 35, you know. I'm 63 now, okay? I've gone through decades as an activist and, you know, a talk show host since 03, have my own businesses. I went through this, and I couldn't figure out what was wrong. I go, why are they? They're just stupid. And they would lie to you, even when it wasn't in their best interest, because they had the character trait that they felt more powerful if they knew something you didn't. It's just the way their mind works. They just immediately lie, even if the truth would have served them better. And I'm like, what is wrong with these? There's something wrong with them. It wasn't until a few years ago that I have a regular co-host on Thursdays. We do a thing. And he brought, he's a doctor, and he goes, you know, sociopath, sociopath, sociopath. I'm like, everybody keeps saying that. Sociopath, psychopath, what the hell does that even mean? You know, sociopath, next door, you got to read the book, blah, blah, blah. What it is that sociopaths, people that have no compassion or empathy, they don't care, ripping, you know, wings off flies, skinning kittens, whatever the hell, they're freaking messed up in the head. They gravitate towards shiny badges of power because they're successful in that world because they don't care what you think. I mean, literally, they don't care. They can't, you know, either by nature or nurture or whatever. Government attracts all of these sons of is into trying to squash exactly what you're doing if you don't work for their benefit. And because they got the shiny badge, they can get away with it.
I totally disagree. I thought that too. I honestly did. I thought it was corruption. But since this, I've sat down and I met with those people in the ministry. I've talked with them and I've talked about their programs. I don't think that they're psychos trying to do anything. I think they're just grossly incompetent. That there is a ton of just grossly incompetent people without any common sense running things right now. And then you have the psychos are these businesses, these large mega corporations that come and they take advantage of the gross incompetency because we're placing stupid people into stupid positions that are either corrupt and psychos or grossly incompetent and being taken advantage of.
Yep.
And then they're even not know what's going on. I thought it was just nothing but pure corruption.
No, no. Okay, I can, no. Let me go ahead and express myself on this because, you know, while you bring this up. They're weak. They are the, it's like the vampires or the psychosociopaths do whatever. But they don't have to be, you know, the wire, you see, the insulation around the wire. They're inside. They're doing all their stuff. These people, these incompetent people, they're the familiars to the vampires. They're the ones that you see. They're the ones that do the work. They're weak of mind. I'll give you this if you do. Okay, man. Ooh, man, my mother-in-law like me now. I got a new BMW. I mean, you know, this is their weak. They have low self-esteem. They're not, you know, complete human beings. They're broken. And they're easily taken advantage of, or they're criminal. They're just corrupt and psychopaths. But all the people that you say now that you're going, nah, they're just stupid. Yeah. I mean, that's one thing that I realized. Me with Lab going, God, they're just stupid. But there's always that psychopath behind them. There's always somebody that's funding their campaign, somebody that's putting them in position, somebody that's, they're useful idiots, but you are dealing with evil. I guarantee it. Because they are willing to sacrifice the population, the people, productivity, prosperity for your children, the future, anything for a dollar sign that they can get and some control over people because they're messed up in the head. And these people that you think are just incompetent, they're useful idiots for them. That's what as I progress through this, you're dealing with evil. I'm just saying.
And it doesn't matter which one you vote. That's why when they're like, hey, make sure you vote. Vote for this guy. I vote this party or I vote this party. It doesn't matter because both parties are either somebody that's evil or incompetent and will be taken advantage because the same people behind the scenes, like you say, inside that wire and protected, are funding both sides of the coin.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. They'll fund both parties because no matter which party wins, they come out on top and they get their useful idiot. It doesn't matter. And I don't know what to do because the entire economy is going this way. Just,
you'll own nothing and here's your happy shot.
Well, it's
So what do you think?
Trucking. And so, this is what that the planned obsolescence in the trucking industry or agricultural industry is a good one. Tractors, the average farmer can't work on his average tractor anymore. You say, why are you doing it? You're making these tractors so expensive or these trucks so expensive that the average person can't compete anymore. Well, that's kind of what it, because you see, the companies that invest in companies like John Deere, like the investment firm invests in John Deere. John Deere builds a tractor that's super unreliable or needs an expensive money to fix it. You're like, well, I'll go to this company. Well, that investment company then owns John Deere, then they own Massey, then they own Case, and they own whoever else that makes tractors. They own them all, and they put in the same level of technology and same level of bullshit in all of them so that the farmer can't go to another option. Then what happens is you can't buy another tractor, you can't buy another truck, it's expensive, your costs go up, you go out of business, and then what happens? The large company comes in, the large farm company or the large mega carrier trucker comes in, and they buy up all of those assets, they take the contracts or they take the land, and they grow their business and they put the smaller guys out of work. But guess what? The same investor that owns the large trucking company also owns the truck manufacturers, also owns the farm equipment manufacturers. So you have these companies that control vast trillions of dollars of wealth, buying up the companies that make the equipment, then making it so that the average person goes out of business, then they buy up the land or the contracts with their other companies. Doesn't matter to them if the tractor costs more because they're just moving money between their own wallet. Oh, okay, well, this part's more expensive to service. Well, I own this company and I own this company. I'm just transferring the money between one company to the next company. Doesn't matter that every average person can say, hey, we're going to do it without that planned obsolescence. We're going to work with right to repair and we're going to make a common sense truck that just works. And all of a sudden what happens? No. The government comes in and says, you can't participate in the free market. You can't let the average person raise money for you. You've got to go to the venture capitalists and those investors that invest in all the companies. They've got to own a part of you. Well, you want government grants? You got to pay the companies. And I wouldn't be surprised if that the accounting firm is also tied in with all the investors. Like, it's the entire thing is so interwoven now that you can't get away from it, and I have absolutely no clue what to do, but the more and more we were at this, the more fucked up this entire thing is.
So what is the solution? What is it? No, I'm with you, brother. What is your solution? You know, we've been doing this for a long time, got many examples, not just in one industry like you're at. As a, libertarian candidate, officer in part, you know, doing all that kind of crap. You know, you get these stories. People would come to us, you got to talk about this on the campaign trail. You got to tell. It's gotten to the point, especially after COVID. You know, it was, you know, people awakened when you have some financial crash. You get people awakened when there's some, you know, tragedy like, you know, Ruby Ridge, Waco, Oklahoma City bombing, 9/11, you know, financial crash. People get woke up. They're kind of, what the hell? But I tell you, the thing that woke people up more than, I mean, there's a revolution coming, you know, between the ears, it was COVID and the lockdowns. When they did that, they were like, whoa. They're laying claim to my body. Now, this next month, they're doing the WHO thing where they're going to have a treaty of the UN says everybody's got everybody. And it's not just for trucking. It's not just for manufacturers. It's not just for the small entrepreneur coming up. It's everybody's body. So they're going, whoa, time out. How does that manifest itself as the economy is attacked like this? And you're a really good example, which is why I wanted to talk to you. When you have this realization how the system really works, what do you think the pushback's going to be? We had the trucker convoys we paid a lot of attention to. It was going on in Canada. Trudeau comes after their bank accounts. It goes after anybody that crowdsource funded. They can do the same kind of thing to you because you're not a complier. It doesn't matter whether it's a vaccine, you know, or running a company. You're a non-complier. You got to be a comply. You got to comply. I got this here gun says so. So this is the solution to that. I mean, put on your thinking cap here for a minute. Is what? I mean, what do you got to do?
what can you do anymore? Honestly, there's so much controlled by these big interests. Dear God, the price of bread now is more expensive, inflationary and adjusted, than it was during the French Revolution where they brought out the guillotine. It's more expensive now because they're higher now than they were in the Great Depression. Look at the trucker convoy. They freeze everybody's bank accounts. It's not like the French Revolution where you can grab a musket and you're on equal terms. They've got the power. They own the banks. They own the money. It's all digital. They have weapons that we can't even comprehend. What do you do? I honestly don't know what the answer is right now. I wish I could get up here and say I had a great answer. But apart from bulldozers and steel plates to joke about, I don't know. We need fundamentally new parties that haven't been in there. We need a shift to people that are kind of on the outside, but over time they'll get this go down the same way.
Well, I want to give you a little bit of hope. I mean, you know, because of this, you know, no fear, no fear, no fear. You know, declare your independence. Well, it's a mindset. You know, first off, you gotta, if you think you need to ask permission, you deserve to be told no. I mean, that's kind of right off the bat. But it's that the permission. You get a granted permission slip from the crown kind of thing. So we have, you know, piratewithoutborders.com, which have the letters of Captain Mark and Reprisal, you know, that kind of thing. You know, we have the philosophy of why we raised our black banner, why I don't care. You can't win playing their game on their field with their sportscasters and referees. You know, I'm the guy, you know, with the rainbow afro in the end zone, you know, throwing peanuts, you know, and making fun of the whole thing. So, you know, the thing is, there is a solution, and it's to extract yourself. Quit supporting the beast that's devouring you. Stop. And I think that's why I'm so enamored with your story, is that you have done that. You've made the conscious decision, I'm not associating with the evil. This is how, you know, yourself, the future, you know, children, grandchildren, this is how it's done. This is how America, North America, Canada, the free Western democracy, whatever the heck, you know, is going down. It is by plan. And they got a bigger plan coming. Here it comes. So what's the solution? To extract yourself from it. To get out of the cities. To have your own community. To have your own local grown, whatever the heck. So this is why our next project, reason I was just at the auction, buying all this stuff and everything, what's going on is this. Occupy the land. I've got to break free.
God knows. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis have met in Miami, reportedly to make amends and discuss fundraising. According to the Washington Post, the two met Sunday for a private meeting brokered by political allies that resulted in DeSantis agreeing to assist Trump. It's almost enough to make you stop doom scrolling. Dull devices are now cool.
The Boring Phone is a new featureless flip phone that is feeding the growing appetites of younger people who want to trash their smartphones in favor of a dumb phone. This move of offlining or digital minimalism is also seen in Gen Z's declining use of social media. They are the only generation whose time on social media has fallen since 2021. But Apple and Samsung are not under threat yet. 9 out of 10 phones are smartphones, and dumb phones remain niche.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreemansPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreemansPhoenix.com are constantly provided the information that detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda. But we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides an understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears is already mature. Welcome back. Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network on Genesis. We're continuing our conversation with Chase Barber. He's co-founder and CEO of Edison Motors out of Merritt, British Columbia, Canada. Now, he's been a truck driver for 14 years, and he found a niche that Edison Motors creates electric semis for hauling big logs in the logging industry, when you can go up to the mountain on battery power and then regen as you come down with the logs, and you have a full battery at the bottom and go back up and down and up and down, you have zero fuel cost. And this is a unique niche, and he's been very successful in developing this. He gets a lot of orders. A lot of people want to invest. And then the government comes in. And that's really what this conversation is about. We have in the archive on freedomsphoenix.com in the top right, where you go to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock icon up there, the banner ad. You click in there, and it's 2024, April 25 is this interview. It also has a link to an interview that we had done last year when this all started, when he started doing this. It's been an amazing entrepreneurial example of what can happen until the man gets in the way. And that's what we're going to be following this story. Corruption has been found. There's a lot of just how business is done with the government, and it's a perfect example of why what's going to happen is going to happen. But it's going to take people like Chase Barber and his partner Eric, and how they're going to save the planet. It's going to be people exactly like this that after the ashes and Freedom's Phoenix, these are the people that are going to rebuild the world. And we just want to make sure that we understand what happened, why, and what the cure is. Freedom's the answer. What's the question? More. Chase Barber, Edison Motors. Pay attention to this whole show. Show them some support. Give them a little bit of love. Go check out their website, edisonmotors.ca for Canada. Well, we're getting right back to the conversation. You'll find it of interest.
They've got the power. They own the banks. They own the money. It's all digital. They have weapons that we can't even comprehend. What do you do? I honestly don't know what the answer is right now. I wish I could get up here and say I had a great answer. But apart from bulldozers and steel plates to joke about, I don't know. We need fundamentally new parties that haven't been in there. We need a shift to people that are kind of on the outside. But over time, they'll get this go down the same way.
Well, I want to give you a little bit of hope. I mean, you know, no fear. You know, declare your independence. Well, it's a mindset. You know, first off, if you think you need to ask permission, you deserve to be told no. I mean, that's kind of right off the bat. But it's the permission. You get a granted permission slip from the crown kind of thing. So we have, you know, piratewithoutborders.com, which has the letters of Captain Mark and Reprisal, you know, that kind of thing. You know, we have the philosophy of why we raised our black banner, why I don't care. You can't win playing their game on their field with their sportscasters and referees. You know, I'm the guy, you know, with the rainbow afro in the end zone, you know, throwing peanuts, you know, and making fun of the whole thing. So, you know, the thing is, there is a solution, and it's to extract yourself. Quit supporting the beast that's devouring you. Stop. And I think that's why I'm so enamored with your story, is that you have done that. You've made the conscious decision, I'm not associating with the evil. This is how, you know, yourself, the future, you know, children, grandchildren, this is how it's done. This is how America, North America, Canada, the free Western democracy, whatever the heck, you know, is going down. It is by plan. And they got a bigger plan coming. Here it comes. So what's the solution? To extract yourself from it, to get out of the cities, to have your own communities, to have your own local grown, whatever the heck. So this is why our next project, reason I was just at the auction buying all this stuff and everything, what's going on is this. Occupy the land. This is the homes that we're building in the West Desert. You know, this is one complex that kind of mimics the floor plan of the home that we just left. So I'm like, all right, we're going out and we're building. Here we go. So I got to buy equipment. You know, I got to buy. But we saved up our whole life to pay cash for the land. You know, buy a lot of the, you know, equipment and stuff and the supplies that we have. You know, all this has been years. Our electrical, we are totally off grid, got way more than enough electric. So I'm familiar with electric. The bus has got like 12 kilowatts on it just to, you know, keep us powered. We have 45 kilowatt storage on the property, you know, 15 generating kilowatts. So we got. And it's the idea to do as much as you can to sustain yourself, not be too hot, too cold, too hungry, too thirsty, too isolated, too something, you know, and you can build for the future. This is going to be for my kids and grandkids. So it's just 18 acres, but it's enough for us to have a place to go. Our family will thrive and survive in a community that we're building a lot of people doing the same thing. This is when you can educate your own children. I'm sorry?
You can do that. You can protect your own family. But it doesn't change the system. And if enough people started doing this, and enough people... There's been so many times that we've seen in the U.S. where people start making a change, start making the way things are shown. Because you look at, like, the black community in the U.S., they get oppressed the same way we do, and almost even more so. There was a couple activists that started making progress, and they started rallying their communities in the way that you said. The U.S. government literally bombed the guy's house and killed him with a bomb. You start making enough waves... If they can't seize your assets, they can't seize your bank, they can't force you off the land with the police, they'll just blow you up.
Yep.
They've done it before to other people.
Yep. See, this is what having a voice does. I wanted to make sure people understand why I wanted to support what you're doing, is because my activism has always been this. Make them make you, make them say it. Say it! I mean, you know, usually I'm the plaintiff. You know, they'll do something, they'll give me standing and trigger. I've argued before the Ninth Circuit as my own attorney. I had 3 times Arizona Supreme Court. I got, you know, like a dozen something lawsuits. And it was just me making it clear what was going on, why I didn't give a crap what the judge said. It was the government number of that filing that gave the lamestream media, the media so last century, permission to do a story on it. When you did this and you're going through, has there been any media coverage? You know, and I mean, you know, not just he's bad, and in the last paragraph they kind of give a little bit of what's really going on, but the headlines are, crazy Edison man, whatever. Give me what kind of response you've gotten from, are there any good legislators? Are there any good reporters? Have you experienced any kind of understanding, a groundswell from your neighbors or the people in your area in Canada? Tell me about, the support for your opposition to this corrupt system.
Oh, there are definitely some good reporters, and there are definitely some good legislators and elected officials that I've met that are genuinely incredibly smart people that don't seem to be very corrupted with anything. And the ones I met are quite brilliant, but they're not in positions of power. Unfortunately, I think having some of those people that in there would make a bit of a difference. A lot of reporters, people are getting tired. The reporters are giving the people information on what's going on, and I think a lot of what happens is that they just throw one or two people under the bus, and they'll probably throw that company under the bus, and the company will be fine in 5 years and back at the same shenanigans. But people are getting tired. I will absolutely tell you that, is that the support I've gotten has been fantastic in what I've been doing, and that's why I'm hoping to do it. Raise the issues, show what's going on, and bring those issues to light. We're showing that you can do these things in a reasonable way, that you can build something yourself, you can compete with the billion-dollar corporations, and you don't have to buy into the system, and you can be successful. We're showing that you can do that, and I think that's giving people some hope, and I'm quite proud of that hope. I'm going to keep doing that. I'm going to keep showing we can do it without being corrupt. We can do it the open and honest way. Will we win or not, or get crushed? I don't know, but I can damn well, already meeting other people fighting the planned obsolescence that say that, hey, you've inspired me to build dishwashers the way dishwashers used to be made back in the 50s and 60s and 70s when they would last forever. I'll build washing machines like that again. Or, hey, I'm going to build computer things or build things, like other parts to fight that fight. And I think the best thing that can happen is that enough of us can get together. Enough people are inspired to start building things, to start saying no to venture capital, to start realizing that they don't need the venture capital, the venture capital will shut them down, and that they can just do it. I think that's what we really need, is more people like me. I don't want to be the only one doing it. I want to see a lot of companies like Edison Motors doing this shit. because long run, what they're doing right now is going to collapse really soon.
Yep.
All these major corporations, investors are worried about quarterly or annual profit at the farthest things.
Yep.
What they're doing, junk that people can't afford. They're cutting everybody's wages. They're cutting everyone's standard of living. Well, if you cut wages and you cut standard of living, that means that eventually people can't afford to buy the that you're selling them, and that results in an economic collapse. We're already seeing that when it comes to, like, vehicles. Back in the 1960s, you had to pay cash if you wanted to buy a car. And a car back then was about $3,000 for a Camaro, which is like $20,000 now, inflation-adjusted, I believe. Which means it was affordable. Now a Camaro is $100,000. People can't afford it because the average wage that you're getting inflationary adjusted is less than the 60s and 70s, but everything's getting more expensive. And what you're seeing is that manufacturers, their vehicles, used to buy cash. Then they used to say, okay, you got to put 50% down and you got to pay it off over 2 years. Okay, 50% down, you can pay it off over 4 years. Okay, just 10% down. 5 years. Now we're seeing zero down, 6 year payment, 8 year payment, and now we're seeing cash back payments. Like, you want to buy a new truck, $10,000 cash back.
Yeah.
And we're 10 year payment periods. You can't afford this vehicle? Don't worry, pay it over 8 to 10 years. Don't worry, after 6 years, that thing will be a piece of shit and you'll need a new one, but you'll be stuck in a thing. Eventually, that entire system is going to collapse. And we're stretching the middle class way too thin. People don't have the money. Well, if people don't have the money, the businesses can't sell people things, which means that eventually we'll hit a major collapse. The system is being propped up right now by increasing the money supply, printing shit tons of money, increasing inflation, and that's like the system is barely holding on. Well, when the system collapses, what we need is people like Edison, more people like us that can say, okay, we'll go back to doing the things the proper way. We'll go back to good jobs with reliable equipment, and we'll build the company the way our great-grandparents did. We're going to be in for a rough time. We're going to suffer. But things are going to be a lot better in the future if we do that.
I totally agree. This is why I've been following your story from America. And do you have other interviews with people from America or around the world? I mean, what kind of attention, how many interviews do you do? Are the people that, you know, like us, we understand what you're going through. We look for these examples of exactly this. Exactly. What was, in what was Yankee ingenuity, what was, you know, entrepreneurial spirit, what was promoted in a free market capitalist society, you know, these things used to be lauded as a hero. Now you're a troublemaker, you know? And I'm wondering how many others from out of Canada are paying attention and supporting you in the media and influencers and so on.
Oh, we're getting support all the way from, we got guys that came from New Zealand, Australia, just to come see us, visit the truck. And we've got all the supporters in the UK, in Europe. The support is becoming global because this problem is becoming global because these corporations are global. What we're dealing with, basically almost every company that these global corporations have their claws sunk into are having the same problems. You're seeing the same issues with the people in every country, and people are starting to get very, very fed up. Where people like yourselves may have been that fringe minority 10 years ago, are now becoming the average person because we've had enough.
Right.
I started Edison Motors. Literally started Edison Motors because I had enough of the way semi-trucks were going. And then it's just the more I went down this route, the more I learned, the more I participated with the government, the more I realized how screwed up it was and the harder I wanted to fight. I guess I could have went along with it as they expected me to. I could have taken the money, taken the grants. But that's not going to be good in the long run.
Forever will it dominate your
path. Anything long run.
Yeah. Well, this is one thing.
What's the point? Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I know you got to get going, but I wanted to make sure that you understood our understanding and our support and our experience with exactly this and what we think we're up against. It is, they're bad, they're bad. Freedom good, government bad, 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 bad. But the solution is a lot of people, well, you go vote harder. And I'm going, God, man, it doesn't matter. You go up, you know, the left, the right side of the pyramid, you eventually get to all CNI, it controls everything. I mean, you know, it's just, it doesn't matter. Is there an opportunity for people to vote themselves free? Are there, you know, candidates? Are there people that would, you know, put themselves in that grinder? Is there like, you know, some charismatic Donald Trump of Canada that's going to go get, not that I'm counting on him to do anything, but the, you know, I'm looking at some kind of manifestation. When you say the people, they just can't put up with it anymore, okay, then what? I mean, you know, the American people rose up against the biggest empire on the planet, the British Empire, and said no, and then, you know, we're screwed right after that. You know, they, you know, just putting us back in the plantation. But I'm looking at a greater reset. There's going to be a reset. There's because it's inevitable. But what they're going to do is they go, we get to buy everything for pennies on the dollar now. It's all ours now. You'll own nothing because we do, and we'll rent it to you, you know? So I see that coming. I see that attempt. I see that goal. The agenda, you know, 30, 50, 70, whatever, we rule you, you're controlled, and we're your boss, and get over it, and pay homage to the crown. But this, and that's another thing, you know, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, you know, you're still under the Privy Council of the king. And I'm like, what the crap? When I started looking at this, that even if you were to rise up, even if you were to have the people rise up in Canada, it's a veto by the king of England. You know, I'm going, what the crap is that? So this is, it seems like it's going to take a revolution. Certainly between the ears, and an understanding of stop supporting the beast that's devouring you, do what you're doing, support people like you, be the innovation, not just in doing it, but financially supporting it, buying your products, buying, you know, your widget, your gizmos, your hats. And I understand this, but from your perspective, mid-30s, okay, you're still, well, I was a kid until I was 40, you know. But the, so when you get to the point that you understand how bad it is, the solution is what? Are you going to be able to vote out the bureaucracy? It's kind of here in America, we look at the Donald Trump thing, he goes back in. Well, it's Steve Bannon out there going, we got 9,000 replacement bureaucrat. We're going to clean house. The swamp getting drained this time. You know, that kind of thing. Like, yeah. You know, hopium, more yammering, you know. But what else are you going to do? So from your perspective, before you go, I wanted to get, you know, from your experiences in this, that is there a solution? Or does it have to collapse and rebuild on ashes or something? See, that's why we had Freedom's Phoenix. From the ashes of Lady Liberty's torch, the rebirth of freedom, freedom's rebirth, freedom's phoenix. That's what that was about. We came up with that concept in the late 90s as a young activist about your age. You know, I was going, man, I can see what's coming. It's going to have to be redone. And when it is, we have to understand what the problem was and not make the same mistakes again. It's more decentralized, more local, more whatever. Is it possible without blood and steel? I just need, from your perspective, you know, we're going to mutter along as best we can for as long as we can, but sooner or later, what?
I feel like legally, while on an air, I should say, yes, it is possible without it. But I think it's, I think the only way it's going to be possible without blood and steel, which hopefully we can do, is we're going to need more companies like Edison. We're going to need more people making dishwashers that you can repair, things that you can service, more people being self-sufficient in the modern way. A lot of this is, hey, putting solar panels on your roof, putting batteries, not cutting the ties with the hydro. A lot of people saying that, you know what, this debt isn't worth it. I've got credit card debt. I've got vehicle debt. I don't need it. I'm going to go buy a reliable older car that I can fix myself. And I'm just going to do a consumer proposal or a bankruptcy, and I'm just going to say, no, you know what? Take your system off. I don't need it. I don't need the credit card. I don't need the credit system. I'm going to go buy reliable equipment with cash that I know is going to last. I'm going to learn how to repair my car or find a local guy that can fix my car that I can work for. And we're just going to go back to the way things were in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s before we had all these dead instruments.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly? Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.